Oh, the extended. We're going to do the longer version with Patty Page there this morning?
Sure, let her roll.
No, that's fine. I just, you know, the cute little puppies in the windows or the dogs, little puppies that you see. And they, you know, they talk about puppy breath, smelling, things like that. And there's a bite your dog.
Puppy breath?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, sure. Then there's the other points where the dog's not so smelling, especially with this wet weather. And maybe someone that can help us out, our favorite pet trendologist. Good morning, Charlotte. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Well, I'm okay. We've had so much rain here. Every time the dogs need to go out, then they get out there and they go, wait a minute, it's raining. I don't want to go out. Then I have one dog who says, I don't care. And he's out there soaking wet. How do I dry them? Where's a towel that I can find that will dry off my dog?
You know what? The best thing to do is to just go to like a Walmart or Target and just get a big microfiber towel. That way you can suck all that water off like with one like 5 minute like session of just soaking it all off. Most importantly, get their underbelly. But here's the other thing that's really a pain. Once they're wet like that and they go over to their bed, it's always a good idea to stick a warm towel in there. Just toss a warm towel in the washer dryer, because you don't want the bed all gross and then it gets wet and stinky. Yeah.
Good advice. Okay, I'll get that microfiber so that it absorbs a lot. And I always forget the bottom part. I dry them off. My wife goes, did this dog just go out? I'm thinking, yeah, I dried them off. And of course, not the paws so much.
But what's the paws if they jump in the bed, if they jump on the couch? Yeah.
Well, let's talk about some of the things that we deal now with summertime. Insects are out a lot more too, right? Those we have to deal with.
Well, you know, the humidity, the hot weather, the hot temperatures, and like I said, the rain, that is the best environment for fleas and ticks to thrive and survive. And, you know, the problem is that if you've noticed over the years, since you have multiple dogs like myself, who has seven, you know, the flea and tick products, they get so expensive over and over. So it's funny because I found this really great product. It's called Teva Brands. And actually it has all the leading ingredients, all, you know, kills the fleas, the lice, the eggs, the ticks. And it's for dogs and cats. And it's like a fraction of the cost. So you're not like getting that burn on your wallet, and you're keeping your furry friend protected.
Can you spell that for me for a moment? I'm writing it down.
Yeah. It's Teva. Teva brand, and you can buy it on Amazon, which is great. That comes right to your door, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Now, you mentioned burn.
Just opened my doorbell.
Yeah, you mentioned the word burn. We can get sunburns. Can dogs get sunburns?
Actually, they can. And not only can they get sunburned, but some breeds of dog are susceptible to skin cancer. So like your bull terriers, your Dalmatians, golden retrievers. So anything you can do to cut that sunburn as well as that possible cancer down is definitely helpful. So you know my other half, Dr. Fleck. Actually, about 10 years ago, Dr. Fleck invented the only FDA-approved sunscreen. It's called EpiPat. And really, what I love about it is it's in a sports bottle. So with a valve top, so you can turn it upside down and spray the underbelly of the dog. Because you have to remember, not only is your pet going to go in the water, maybe you have a pool, maybe you take him to like a dog beach or something, but you also have to, you know, the sun is on that hot pavement. So it comes up. So you want to spray the ears. You want to spray the top, the underbelly. You know, sometimes you want to just spray the chest a little bit. But it's really important, like I said, if you have a low to the ground dog, like a dachshund. And those black dogs can get sunburned too. So the best thing to do is just spray your dog. Now, here's the thing. A lot of people make this mistake. And they do this not only with sunscreen, but they do it with other products. I'll talk about that in a second. They try to use their sunscreen on their pets, and that's a bad thing. Or what they do is they buy baby, all-natural baby sunscreen, and they try to put it on their dog. And that's a no-no, because a lot of times you don't know what the ingredients are, and a lot of those ingredients are dangerous for pets. So you have to be really, really careful about that. It's kind of like when people don't even realize this, like if you're outside a lot, you know, camping or having a barbecue, a lot of people will be using insect repellent on themselves. And a lot of that insect repellent has DE, you know, DEET or something along those lines. And they put it all over their legs, and then their dogs, and especially their cats, especially dangerous for cats, rub up against it. So you have to just be really, really careful with a lot of the ingredients you choose. you know, the products that you choose, because the ingredients can be really harmful for your pet.
Yeah, we don't think about that. And sometimes they may even come and lick us or something like that, too. And we don't want, you know, them to ingest it that way.
Exactly. Great point.
We're talking today with Charlotte Reed, our favorite pet trendologist. We're coming up on the 4th of July summer season. You know, there are fireworks. I live near a baseball area that they have fireworks a lot of different times, and even neighbors do. You know, you never know how your pets are going to react. How do you prepare them for that, or what should you do if you know those type of things might be happening?
Well, the first piece of advice I offer everybody is, you know, you love your pet. It's the whole thing now is you want to keep your pet. He's part of your family. You want to take him with you. Leave him home on 4th of July. It's always the best thing. He can be frightened. There's lots of strangers, people wearing glasses, people wearing hats. So what I always suggest is make a little retreat, like, you know, a crate in there. He's got his water bottle. Play some white noise or some soft music. Let him kind of relax for the day. And then what I find is a lot of people, you know, they're using CBD for their anxiety. You can do the same thing for your pet. But here's the deal. You don't want to use your CBD for your dog because the dosage is different. The makeup of the ingredients is a little different. So I recommend this product called Paws Effect. Paws Effect, and that's P-A-W-S-E-F-F-E-C-T. So Paws Effect. And they really have a lot of options. And this is typical with a lot of pet CBD companies. They make treats and tinctures and salves. I actually, for 4th of July, I recommend you do, like, for the dog, they have a 250-milligram bacon-flavored, and you know everything tastes better with bacon, so you can either drop it in their water or put it in their mouth. And they also have one for cats. It's like 100-milligram, and it's salmon-flavored. Or you can do the biscuits, and they have two size biscuits, one for small and medium dogs and then one for large dogs. And I like that because a lot of times the pets won't drink all the water and they won't waste it. So that's why I always say stick it in their mouth on like 4th of July or a big holiday or when you're going to have people over. Or you just give them a biscuit and they chill out. And that way it's nice and a chill day. You don't have to worry about it. But when you start looking, because there's so, I mean, I have to tell you, I get emails for CBD pet companies every single day. So you have to make sure it's made in the USA, because a lot of people actually import industrial hemp. You want to make sure it's tested, and you want to make sure they put their story on the website, so check it out. Check out their reviews. This particular company is owned by two guys, high school friends. They've known each other forever, and they formed this company because they had dogs. They each had dogs with anxiety. So it just worked out. And they're pretty much, they're nice guys. I mean, you know, I always try to find out a little bit more about the company and test the products on my dogs. And if it works on my dogs, then I'll recommend it to other people. Full well knowing that each one of my seven dogs is a little different. So, we'll be CBDing it down on 4th of July. We start early here because those fireworks start like, they really start for 4th of July in the middle of the night.
Some people just have a birthday and they decide it's fireworks time. So the summertime, if it's a nice night, you'll hear them around, and just to kind of keep your pet calm and make sure the doors are closed. The last thing you want is all that one where somebody opened the door and the dog's out. Now you spend the rest of the time trying to locate your pet.
You know, and that's a good point, because usually on the fourth and 5th of July, more pets go missing than any time of the year. So this is right now is a good time to update those tags and, you know, make arrangements. Like, you might even, if you're having a party, you might even consider wanting to board your dog for the overnight. That's also a great idea, just to get them away for all the holiday hubbub, you know, and especially if people are leaving food and alcohol, because you know how it gets when you have a big party and people, well, later on in the day, people get drunk, they start, or a little intoxicated, why don't we say.
Right.
Leave plates of food around and alcohol.
And then you have to, the dog's over there suspiciously chewing, and you're like, what do you got in your mouth? What are you eating? What is there? And then you're either finding whether it's one of their own, you know, little kibble, or they've disguised, you know, they found some rock or something that they wanted to.
Or they had some barbecue chicken and they had a bourbon and beer.
Good to be. Well, Charlotte, we appreciate your time this morning. If people want to find out more of what you've talked about or follow you around, see what's in a social media sense, where can they do that?
Well, yeah, they can just go to the Pet Buzz, thepetbuzz.com site. It's my site for my radio show. And I actually have a blog post with all of these summer must-haves. And then we update it pretty much every 2 days with new information. So, you know, and it tells you where I'm going next.
Sounds good.
It's going to be an exciting summer.
Absolutely. We appreciate your time this morning, Charlotte. Thanks for sharing with us today.
Thanks for having me come. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.